from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women.
Football Friday here on WGR. We go to the Wester Hotline to chat football, as we will every Friday, with voice of the Bills, play-by-play man Chris Brown on the Wester Hotline. First full official season, Chris. Congratulations, and let's go, right? Happy football season.
Yeah, thanks. Looking forward to it. Hopefully there's a lot to get excited about this season.
Yeah, an opponent Sunday, the Cardinals. We just did a little remembering some Cardinals. When you think Arizona Cardinals, who's the first player? Who do you remember as a Cardinal?
Yeah, I would like to submit a crossover player, Kevin Cobb.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Who actually never played for the Bills due to probably eighth concussion, which really put him in a bad way.
Yeah.
Never played again, but... Yeah, I was actually, and you guys were mentioning that overtime game. The Bills did win that game. That was the Alex Carrington mega hand blocked field goal game.
Yes. Yeah. I was confused. I messed up them with the Falcons. There was a Falcons overtime game, maybe with a fumble from Scott Chandler that I was thinking of. Because, right, the Bills won the game where Feely hits the huge kick at the end.
Well, it's Arizona, 1 o'clock Sunday, Chris. And, you know, I think it's a good test. On some levels, Arizona brings in some weapons, so we'll get a look at this Sean McDermott, Bobby Babbage defense and see how they can kind of piece things together in the secondary. We've had our questions about the safety. What do you make of the decision to go with Damar Hamlin on the trust level here to give him the start?
Yeah, I think it's a availability and continuity decision. Availability from the standpoint of Mike Edwards just simply missed too much time through the course of the spring and then in the summer in training camp and then the entire preseason. And then, unfortunately, Cole Bishop joined him. Both those guys are healthy now. So we'll see how it goes through the first month of the season here. And if one of those players, you know, makes a move on Hamlin and unseats him from the starting lineup. But Hamlin took advantage of his opportunity, and he's going to start. And when I say continuity, what I mean by that is for a position that, for the most part, is losing their two starters from last season – the one thing that even Hamlin pointed out this week when he spoke to the media was he and Taylor Rapp ran second team reps for the better part of the last calendar year. They were the twos all year last year and ran a countless number of practice reps together. So I think the coaching staff feels there's some measure of continuity there for those two guys in terms of playing off one another. And I think that's what made it attractive here for week one to start the season.
The other big question mark on defense, Chris, is Dorian Williams playing with Matt Milano out. And this looks like a big test for him, right? Like, the run game was good last year for Arizona, and Trey McBride broke out at tight end. So what are your thoughts on Williams and what to expect, where to maybe even set expectations for him this early on?
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw progress from Dorian Williams at the end of the season last year. I don't think anybody would debate the fact that the kid flashed. But he is still very much a see-ball, get-ball type player, because that was the role they gave him at Tulane, you know, and so coming out of college, that was his strength. The real interesting thing to keep an eye out for on Sunday, guys, is whether or not they let Dorian Williams be a three-down player like a Matt Milano and leave him out there for coverage assignments, or if they employ the dime package they did last year when they lost Milano to the broken leg, where, you know, you got three safeties on the field, and that's where Taylor Rapp came into the game. I would anticipate it's probably Mike Edwards. Maybe it's Cole Bishop, but I would lean towards Edwards if they decide to employ that package and take Dorian Williams off the field. I think that'll be very telling as to where the coaching staff feels Williams' game is right now.
Switching other side, Bill's offense and what they hope to get done. You know, I'd mentioned with Joe earlier, I wonder what kind of workload Keon Coleman has in this game. You know, the Bills are going to spread the ball around. We know that. Everybody eats. Last night we see Xavier Worthy in his debut. He scores a couple touchdowns. But what strikes me, Chris, is that they had a play for him early to kind of use his strengths. And I wonder, you know, through the preseason, it felt like they were trying to get Coleman a little bit more involved. And I wonder if in this game there's a package of plays maybe for him, whether that's red zone or whatever it might be, how eager they are to get him involved in the passing game.
Yeah, I think they're just going to try to spread it around. We don't really have a true number one receiver in this core, and I think they're okay with that. If somebody grows into that role, well, great. But if nobody does, I don't think they're panicking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The number one target's probably going to be Kincaid by the time all is said and done. So your number one receiver is essentially your tight end. But getting back to Coleman, yeah, I think there'll be an effort to get him involved in the game, because I think they believe he is a playmaker waiting to happen. You can throw the ball 9.5 feet in the air and he'll go get it. I mean, he's an above the rim player, and it's very readily apparent what his physical abilities are. And I know I've talked to you guys about this. I think his football IQ is vastly underrated. His football mind is far in advance of what his age is. And I think that will enable him to put himself in position to make plays for this offense.
Also expected to make plays Sunday. James Cook in the running game, maybe Josh Allen in the running game. The Arizona defensive line, a big potential weakness for them this year. Arizona has a defensive coach. They're kind of building that up. Their strength is offense, and their defense last year was a weak point and is, I think, expected to be another one this year.
Yeah, I mean, they made their biggest free agent investments in defensive line. So Justin Jones was one investment that they made. Bilal Nichols was the other. And they paid those guys upwards of $10 million a season each to fortify, you know, their underfront and try to shore things up against the run. But the problem that I see for the Cardinals is on third down. I mean, that was the worst third down defense in football last year. The Bills have been the best third down conversion offense in football for each of the last 2 years. I could see third down being a major problem for the Cardinals and being unable to get off the field. And incidentally, I'll just throw this out there because I like the matchup if it proves to be this. Obviously, they could always switch it up defensively, the Cardinals. But I really like Khalil Shakir on their nickel starter, their new nickel starter, Garrett Williams, Syracuse guy. I like that matchup a lot. So if that is how they line up, I could see Josh looking for Shakir early and often.
Easy, Chris. Shots fired. We're going after the Syracuse guy?
We're going after him.
It's okay.
Early.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, one other name I want to mention, you know, we've talked a lot about Shakir and Kincaid and Coleman. And, you know, like everybody's going to get their share. One thing I was looking at the numbers of last year is Dawson Knox. You know, he had injuries, and they got a different tight end that kind of, you know, took over some of his targets. I wonder how much of an uptick he gets as a member of this offense. Not to say he was a forgotten figure, but he did miss time, and they do have a higher profile tight end in, like, the fantasy world these days. And I wonder if, you know, Dawson Knox kind of gets a bit of a reemergence as a major player in this offense.
Yeah, I think that is going to hinge, obviously, on how much they use 12 personnel in a given week. Yeah, I'm curious about that. I don't know where I come down on that yet. I'm going to kind of withhold judgment on it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are going to be some weeks where they see 12 personnel being advantageous for them in terms of a package and how much they want to use that personnel grouping. But I still think there's enough in the tank with the other weapons, you know, like Curtis Samuel, who's going to be a Swiss Army knife for this offense. I think Mac Hollins is essentially going to fill the Gabe Davis role and may even provide more production, certainly in terms of catch rate, because his catch rate through the course of the summer and the preseason was very high. So I'm anticipating an efficient offense. I just think that Joe Brady is going to probably lean on the run game a little bit more through the first month of the season, while the timing and efficiency of this passing game kind of finds its footing.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Game one, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Excited for it. Looking like a beautiful fall day is on the way as we get to know the 2024 Bills. Chris, thank you. We'll see you Sunday.
All right. Enjoy the game, guys.
Chris Brown's appearance brought to you by, on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR as we roll through a football Friday. Scott Pianowski, Yahoo Sports, 9 o'clock for a little bit of a fantasy chat. And then at 9:30 is a special guest. Should I keep like saying mystery guest, or should we just tell everybody who it is? It's different from anything we've...
drop a hint every time we tease it. A new hint.
Okay, here's your new hint. If you're going to the game on Sunday, you will definitely see this person.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You'll kind of see... Yeah.
Everyone will see this person.
Yes.
Kind of. There's your next hint.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.